All right, my name, this is Ogeria again. Since I've been out of prison, since August 26, 2009, I have visited three political prisoners in New York State, Sekou Odinga, Herman Bell, and a brother named Jaleel. A lot of prisoners, once they are released, they forget about the brothers that they left behind. Then a lot of people out here who advocate supporting political prisoners don't visit them. And so when I engage people in conversation, the first thing I ask them, you know, have you visited any political prison, and when and who? They should be supported 100%. POWs and political prisons are supposed to be our priority. That's it.
Since we're on this topic, it seems to me that an experience like a long-term incarceration would be, you know, discouraging, if not, you know, something like spirit-breaking. How is it that you're able to continue in the movement even after going through that?
See, in terms of that, I'm ideologically committed to what I believe in. Now, that makes a difference in long-term confinement. I have a sense of self and a sense of purpose. And then they weren't able to defeat me psychologically, even after 22 years in Madison Patrol Unit, locked down 22 hours one day and 24 hours the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
No, so you have to have a... Then plus you have to understand who you are dealing with and what you are going through and why you are going through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in terms of that, you have to have a strong internal conviction. You have to be a disciplined person. Mm-hmm. Most of all, you've got to believe 100% in what you're supposed to be representing. Mm-hmm. You have to have, in terms of being, it's a question of ideology. If you don't have that, they'll break you. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Thank you.